So when you have these four dimensions put together, and I want to talk to some Christian brothers, please, add some eros to you.
Exactly. You are married now.
You are married. Add some
the eros is not just it. For making babies, please. It's for companionship.
It's for companionship.
Enjoy it.
My fragrant rose.
My pure sweetness.
Your smile today is electrifying.
Yes.
Aya.
And that's needed for our topic today.
Yes.
So, we've been in love for about 15 years now.
Hallelujah.
And married for 10.
Wow. Praise God.
So, would you say that it's our love that has kept us together this long?
Of course, yes.
Okay.
Many people read about love. In fact, many people fall in love. But only few people have the understanding of what love is. And this is because most people focus on just one dimension of love. Wow. And that's where the issue lies.
Wow. Welcome to the Cliff to Bliss podcast. Your go-to platform for everything marriage.
We are Anthony.
And Tolulope Akerele.
So today, we are going to be, you know, doing a deep dive into the question, is love enough for marriage?
Is love enough?
So if you are to answer, would you say love is enough?
Love. So if you're talking about the mushy kind of feeling, you know.
So does that mean there are different appearances or manifestations of love?
Yes. So the thing is, most times when people say love, really, what they're talking about is the affection, is the endearment, you know, is that feeling of the butterflies in the tummy.
Ah, yeah.
Right? Which is cool, right?
Holy Spirit.
But really, love is more than that. Love is more than that. So if you're saying, is the endearment enough? Is the butterflies in the tummy enough to sustain a marriage?
It cannot be enough.
No, that's not enough. That's not
it
enough.
It will get to a point that the butterfly will no longer fly. And come to think of it, the life cycle of butterfly is 2 to 3 weeks.
Wow.
So if that's what you base your love
on, I love it.
In 2 to 3 weeks, you are gone.
Gone. So, of course, so that answers the question.
Yeah.
If your love is based on that butterfly,
yeah,
and you want to build your marriage on that butterfly feeling,
oh, why who?
That's not enough.
You're on your own.
That's not enough.
Yeah.
That's not enough.
So what are the other dimensions of love that we need to really pay attention to here?
So we are believers, you know, and the kind of love that we need to pay attention to here is the kind of love that God has for us that made him to send Jesus Christ to die for our sins, right? So you can't tell me that kind of love is not enough to sustain a marriage.
It is more than enough.
That kind of love is more than enough. So it is, what is your definition of love?
And that love is God. Agape.
Agape love.
Agape love.
Yes.
It should be the foundation of any marital relationship. Any relation that will lead to marriage should be based on agape.
Yeah. If you want it to last.
Because if the foundation is destroyed, what can the righteous do?
If
we are not laying the right foundation, then it is not going to last. So what should be the bedrock of any relationship that should end in marriage should be the agape.
Yeah. And really, what is the agape love?
Yeah, is that sacrificial love? Is that all-encompassing love? Is that love that is described in 1 Corinthians chapter 13? That is kind, that is lovely, that is beautiful, that is edifying, that is not selfish. You know, if you put all these ingredients together, it's more than enough to keep a marriage.
Yeah, it's more than enough.
It's giving and it will keep giving. Taken from people, you know, and it's not based on appearance, it's based on understanding, it's based on commandment, you know.
Absolutely. So that tells me that love is a choice.
Yeah.
Because for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Exactly. So he loved us so much that he did something. So if your love has not caused you to make a sacrifice, then maybe you don't understand what love is.
Exactly.
Right? Because God's love is not based on feeling. Because if God's love is based on feeling, then every time we offend him, every time we do what you know displeases him, then he will be ready to cut us off. But he doesn't cut us off.
Yeah,
right?
Doesn't.
So
he doesn't.
That's very powerful.
So there's togy, there's filio, there's eros, and there's agape. All these together are needed for marriage relationship to work.
Yeah.
But most people, you know, pay attention to the antic side of love, you know, the mushy mushy.
But that's sweet though.
I love it.
I love it.
It's the icing on the cake.
The icing on the cake.
Anyways, you know. It's very good, it's very important, you know, but we need to have a strong foundation for you to have the icing
on the cake.
You know, if the foundation, if the, it's just like ice cream. If the base is not okay, whatever toppings you have on it will not make sense.
I love it. You can't put toppings on nothing, right?
It's not like putting toppings on water. But if you have this very sweet, solid base, whatever you put on it is going to make sense.
Ah. Oh my. I love it. I really love that. And also because, you know, people say, oh, I love something. I love medicine, for example. Yeah. And because I love medicine, I'm going to study medicine.
Exactly.
So the same way I love someone, I'm going to go and study how to be the best spouse. Yeah. I'm going to go and study how to, you know, really do this marriage thing very well, right? Yeah. So the love should not just be mere words.
Exactly.
That love should actually, you know, push you.
Exactly.
To go and do something. Because even the Bible says that wisdom is the principal thing. And in all you're getting, get understanding.
Yeah.
So if you don't get the understanding of love, you're definitely going to think that, I love. So why is love not working?
And that's why people say love is not enough. The angle they come from is, if somebody says, I love you, and the person does not have understanding or does not have wisdom, the marriage cannot last.
Yeah.
But it's the love for that person that will make you want to seek knowledge seek understanding on how to love the person. You know, Bible made it clear that the greatest commandment is love for God and love for your neighbors. If you love God, then it becomes easier for you to obey the commandment of God for you with respect to marital relationship. What was said to man was to love the wife. So if you love God, you will obey the commandment, and that love will push you to go and find wisdom on how to love your spouse.
I really love that, because even looking at our own, you know, marriage, for example, you know, certain things have happened in our marriage with interference from, you know, in-laws or third party, where, for example, the way you stood your ground, you so at that time, butterflies in the tummy would not, you know, it was having the difficult conversation, and you standing your ground. For me, that actually earned you more rank in my own view.
I have more rank.
You have more rank, of course. You know? No, that hand you say, so I know that my husband loves me, but just beyond the mere words of you love me, how you were able to show it at that time for me was really, you know, was just beyond the mere words, right? So you can say that you love your spouse, but how have you demonstrated that love? God demonstrated his own love in giving us Christ.
Exactly.
So you cannot tell me that you love me or you love and then you've not demonstrated anything, right? So
that person you are confessing to love, to what extent have you demonstrated
the love?
To what extent are you fighting for your marriage? To what extent are you fighting for your spouse? And this is why people say, oh, love is not enough. Because if you look at 1 Corinthians 13, it says, Love must be kind.
Hmm.
Love must be selfless.
Yeah.
Love must be giving. Love does not keep record of wrongs.
Yeah.
And if you combine all these ingredients together, you will know that love is much more than enough.
True, true.
You are married to somebody that doesn't keep record of wrong.
Mm.
You are married to somebody that forgives easily.
Mm.
You are married to somebody that uses his or her words to edify you.
You
are married to somebody that prays for you.
Uh-huh.
You are married to someone that is very kind. Whatever you will look
exactly. So what is your understanding of love?
Exactly.
So the church today is that we should begin to see love in its entirety.
Yeah.
Agape, sacrificial love, storge, you know, filio. Eros is just like the icing on the cake. And really, when the base is strong, the eros will be sweet.
And marriage is the only relationship where you can have the combination of these four dimensions of love.
I love it.
The eros, the agape, the filio, and the storge.
Yeah.
Marriage is the only relationship. Yeah. Because if you are having eros with your friend, you are committing adultery. Or fornication.
Yes.
You know, depending on whatever situation it is. So marriage is marriage is beautiful.
Marriage is beautiful.
And kingdom marriage is more sweeter. Beautiful.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. So when you have these four dimensions put together, and I want to talk to some Christian brothers, please add some eros to you.
Exactly. You are married now.
You are married. Add some
eros. The
eros
is not just for making babies. It's for companionship. Enjoy it. I think on that note, if you are here to subscribe to this channel, please kindly subscribe and follow us on all our, you know, our social media handles at Ohe Dynasty and our streaming platform, the Cliff to Bliss podcast.
Yeah. And we pray for every marriage that you will experience the love of God in your home.
Amen.
Whatever it is that has taken away love from it, God Almighty will visit you and restore love to your house.
Amen.
Restore love to your union.
Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Until we come your way again next time, we say, God bless you.